Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With just days to go until the Georgia Senate runoffs, the Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia will quarantine after being exposed to someone infected with COVID-19, taking him off the campaign trail. Both Senator Perdue and his wife tested negative. It didn't take New York long to log their first murder of 2021. One person was killed and two others injured during a shooting at a hotel in Queens about 1 a.m. local time. Three males were struck by gunfire during a gathering outside the building. All three were taken to Queens General Hospital, where one died of his injuries. Police are searching for a suspect. Dr. Anthony Fauci says coronavirus vaccine rollouts have not gone as expected. He would have liked to have seen it run smoothly and have over 20 million doses into people today. Dr. Fauci continued, obviously it didn't happen, and that's disappointing. A happy 2021 to you and your family. And thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What word was looked up the most way back in 2020? USA Radio News' John Clemens has the details.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for a pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed. Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Authorities arrested a suburban Milwaukee pharmacist Thursday suspected of deliberately ruining hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine by removing it from refrigeration for two nights. The unidentified suspect destroyed enough doses to inoculate 570 people. The Gaffney Police Department said the former advocate Aurora Health pharmacist was arrested. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Illegal immigrants can now get a driver's license in Virginia. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Starting today, illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards in Virginia. Advocates of the permits claim the issue is in the interest of public safety. Virginia's General Assembly, which has a Democratic majority, passed the legislation allowing the cards in March. Illegal immigrants will be able to apply for driver privilege cards if they are a resident of Virginia, if they have reported income from Virginia sources in the last year, or were claimed as a dependent, and if their driving privilege is not suspended or revoked in Virginia or elsewhere. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
16 U.S. states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico issue driver's licenses to illegal immigrants in the United States. A brawl broke out Thursday after the Mississippi State Bulldogs defeated the Tulsa Golden Hurricane at the Armed Forces Bowl. Tulsa coach Greg Montgomery said sophomore safety Kendarren Ray was being treated for some sort of concussion after he was on the bottom of the pile during a scrum. State beat Tulsa 28-26. Mississippi State finished the season 4-7. Tulsa finished the season 6-3. Michael Jackson's famed Neverland Ranch, 120 miles north of Los Angeles, California, has sold. Billionaire investor Ron Burkle, a former family friend of the Jacksons, bought the 2,700-acre estate. Mr. Burkle paid $22 million, according to public records. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, as always. And, boy, this is an interview I've been waiting for a long time. In fact, it's been too long since Matt Whitaker and I have been able to get on the radio and talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But right now, we're going to talk about his brand-new book, Above the Law, The Inside Story of How the Justice Department Tried to Subvert President Trump. Matt, welcome back. Good to have you home with us.
I am very glad to be with you again. It's been way too long, but a lot has been happening in my life since we last talked.
Your life and the life of Americans. You know, Matt, I was just saying this morning that I think we're having a revival of common sense coming back to the country, and maybe this is a byproduct of COVID-19, that people have been shut down. They're starting to reconnoiter and reconnect with their brain matter and realizing, especially with some of these recent revelations, that too many people have been lying to us.
Yeah, and it's what you said, it's common sense, reason and common sense, rule of law, all the things that are the foundational principles of our country are what's going to restore the country. And I think there is a renaissance of those ideas, but, you know, we are fighting against a media that does not believe in those principles.
Well, and it's amazing, Matt, especially when, you know, and I got to think for the congressmen that were behind closed doors in these hearings with the John Brennans and the Peter Strokes and all these others who have participated in this cabal that's taken place and really have thrust us into a constitutional crisis. I mean, in order to protect themselves, they were honest behind closed doors. But then they go off to CNN and MSNBC and, you know, the three other major networks, and they flat out lie. I guess maybe they thought that we would never find out the truth. And so far what we're finding out, I mean, we're realizing the whole bunch of us, you know, did everything they could to deceive us and, you know, scarily almost affect, you know, it came down to a coup.
It did. And, you know, this is one of the reasons I wrote my new book, Above the Law, that came out this week, was to tell this story and also offer a way out of what we experienced for over 2 years, maybe even 3 years, and that was an attempt to undo the election of 2016. You know, we look at these players, three of them are on the cover of my book, Jim Comey, Andy McCabe, and Peter Strzok, and, you know, they would tell us, you know, they believed that the President of the United States, that the first National Security Advisor and others were agents of Russia. And, you know, they believed Carter Page was an agent of Russia. And ultimately, that was a fable. It was I call it the Russia collusion fable, which is, it was just a story. It would really boil down to, if you read some of these recently disclosed, not only the testimony in the House Intelligence Committee, but also you read this new Susan Rice email that's been declassified that explains this January 5th of 2017 meeting with President Obama, Vice President Biden, and others, mm-hmm. and you look at it, and really it was a disagreement as to who's a bigger threat, Russia or China. Mm-hmm. They thought because the Trump administration, and including the president and Michael Flynn, believed that China was a bigger threat to the country for the next decade or the next century, that somehow that made them agents of Russia because, you know, they believe Russia was a bigger threat. Russia can't even project power beyond about 30 miles past its own border.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest as to yes. who the bigger threat is. I mean, they're an asymmetric threat, and they're disruptive, sort of fly in the ointment. But at the same time, I mean, the Chinese, I mean, I saw firsthand whether it's this coronavirus situation that originated in China, whether it's fentanyl deaths that we see tens of thousands of overdose deaths mm-hmm. from using this highly concentrated opioid, whether it's their intellectual property theft bill. I mean, I think, there is no doubt in my mind if it's China versus Russia, who's the biggest threat to the United States and our preeminency and our greatness, it's the Chinese. There's no doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing it's interesting is that keep in mind it was Barack Obama who laughingly teased Mitt Romney, the GOP presidential nominee, saying that when Romney said, look it, we've got to keep an eye on Russia, he commented, he says, well, the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back, remember?
I do remember that. And, the arrogance of the President Obama and his team, whether it's Eric Holder, who I discuss in my book, or whether it's, Loretta Lynch or Jim Comey or Sally Yates, all of these characters that were especially at the Department of Justice or at the White House, missed a significant shift in the world. And, they believe that they're globalists. They believe that they somehow are masters of the universe. But ultimately, they were just dead wrong as to what the real threat facing our country. And we're paying a price for their failed leadership. And, I just think about all of these events that the Obama administration got wrong that is now that we are paying a price for. And, yet Joe Biden somehow, wants to come back and restore us to that period of time, which is really, I don't think there's many Americans that really want to go back to the Obama administration of a sluggish economy, weak foreign policy, America, really in the decline. It almost felt like the Carter malaise that there were limitations on American greatness. And I think that's one of the, refreshing things that President Trump brought back. I think, this is something I talk about in my new book, Above the Law, is that, the president is tireless in his efforts to restore American to its greatness. And, and one of the things about this coronavirus and its impact on our economy is, he built the greatest economy in the history of our country and really the history of the world. And I think he can build it back again as we're now reopening.
Yeah, if you want to know what somebody was going to do, look at what they've done. And it is what I call the law of capacity. And he created new capacity, for we the people, put them back to work again. You know, to your earlier point, Matt, I'm in the process of writing a commentary titled 8 Wasted Years that I know I'm going to get in trouble for. I'll tell you that up front. Because as I look back on the 8 years of the Obama administration, I don't have a positive takeaway. And I'm talking to other friends, please give me a positive takeaway from the 8 years of the Obama administration. And I look back on it and I go, wasted, just like you said, the apology tour, the misrepresentation of our country internationally. I mean, kind of amazing, because people have asked me, so, well, was Barack Obama a Muslim? I said, I don't know if he was a Muslim. He said he's a Christian. I said, but he certainly is Muslim sensitive. There's no question about it. But that being said, you would think with all the things that he did, for Muslims, that there would be a sword dance for him. But there wasn't a sword dance for him. A sword dance for Donald Trump. And you go, what am I missing here? The Muslims honor him when they come together, and there is, which is an honorary thing. So that's quite telling. But that didn't happen for Barack Obama.
No, and I think you're absolutely right that, there were 8 years of opportunities, and not only opportunities that were lost, and I'm sure you're going to describe in your piece, but I really believe that it set the table for many of the challenges we face today. I mean, they pretty much ignored this, what I would describe as hollowing out of the middle class. They ignored the crisis on the border. They ignored so many of these challenges that we're now paying a a dramatic price for, and the rule of law, quite frankly, is paying a dramatic price for. And I outline many of those challenges that we face and a solution, you know, in this new book that's out Tuesday called Above the Law. And I'm glad that you and I have reconnected to talk about.
We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Matt Whitaker after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent. it just the way you like to hear from us. Matt Whitaker continues with us, an American attorney, a politician who served as the acting United States Attorney General from November 7, 2018 to February the 14th, 2019. When Matt came on the scene, I knew it was going to be a breath of fresh air, that the focus was going to be on the rule of law. And, of course, he now has gifted us with the book Above the Law, which is now available, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. And I'd say that they more than tried. They were pretty effective. In fact, I want those 3.5 years back, Matt, and a lot of Americans, and I'm talking Main Street Americans, the very people that you talked about who have been elevated under this administration. It was as if the heavy hand of the bureaucracy and the government, the deep state, and these globalists had really taken away America's jobs. They had blighted Main Street America. And, you know, Donald Trump comes on the scene and says, look, you're not forgotten. You know, and he made, just as President Obama made a statement that he was going to fundamentally transform, you could see the reverse engineering when Donald Trump came on and said, we are turning the country back to the people where it belongs.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. And one of the, you know, concepts that I explore in this book is the idea of coastal elitism, where these people that grow up, you know, in California or New York or in Washington, D.C., in the Beltway, that they attend these prestigious schools. You know, they transit in and out of government from law firms and big corporations back and forth. And really, they have no concept as to how American entrepreneurs create wealth, how businesses thrive in Main Street America, places where you and I live and are from. And so, you know, I think it's very important that, you know, we have folks with reason, common sense, and that understanding of the real American economy, you know, manufacturing, Main Street businesses, you know, handshakes with, you know, and on deals done on handshakes and all those kind of things that really have made America preeminent. And I think that's one of the frustrating things. I look back on those 8 years of the Obama administration is the, you know, they did not believe in their heart that in American exceptionalism. And I think it's really one of the things that this 2020 election is going to be about is whether America as an idea and as a constitutional republic can continue to be a beacon of freedom to the globe, or whether we're just one of 200 plus countries in the world that circle around the sun every 365 days.
Exactly. Why should we apologize for all the hard work and accomplishment? You know, as if, you know, that was just given to us, like there wasn't any blood, sweat, and tears, you know, poured into the American dream and our rich history. And sure, you know, we've made mistakes. I mean, who doesn't? I mean, it's called life, the journey of life. We've gone through it. But with each mistake, we've bounced back, Matt. I mean, look at our history. You know, whether, you know, you look at the, you know, from the American Revolution, you know, it wasn't like the Revolutionary War just was, you know, like, and I keep telling people, it wasn't like we had 1,000% and everybody involved, you know, with the colonies said, hey, yeah, we're in for this new American dream. I mean, there was disparate ideas then. It continued on through the Civil War and on through this rich history of America. But the thing is that this is where we're so grateful to our founding fathers, is we've always had the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence. That's been our North Star to bring us back. And that's what we've lost sight of. And I think this is where we find ourselves today, and where I believe your book, Above the Law, is going to be transformative in helping us regain and, you know, come in alignment with our North Star.
No, you're right. And one of the things that I included in this book, because I thought it was so important and it really is the North Star, is a copy of the Constitution of the United States of America. And I know, you know, my friends at the Huffington Post who reviewed the book suggested that that was a waste of paper to print the Constitution. But I think it's the foundational and fundamental document. And, if I had more pages to include in the book, I would have included also the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, and other sort of, you know, just foundational pieces of parchment that ultimately guide everything we believe in. Because, you know, this is, you know, if you look at the 1.4 billion people in China, that have no concept of individual liberty and how important that is to us. You just see how our ideas and our ideals are not necessarily the ideals of the world. And so that's where we have to have leaders. We have to have regular people, citizen servants, I like to call them,
yes,
that go here to, you know, both go to Washington, D.C., go to their state capitals, serve, but don't do it as a profession. Don't do it as a career, but
right,
do it because they know that it's a sacrifice that people sacrifice in their own unique ways, whether it's police officers and sheriff's deputies or soldiers that, you know, are deployed in foreign countries to advance our foreign policy agenda. But fundamentally, we need people, everyone, to participate in some way in the civics of this country and to understand why we do it. And the closer we can get to that ideal for every single individual in the United States and every single citizen, I think we're going to continue to restore and rejuvenate this republic. And if we don't, then we'll have these, what I describe as coastal elites,
exactly,
in this book, that are going to be the master of the universe and rule over us. And we'll look back and wonder how we lost the greatest gift that was ever given to us by God.
Exactly. And Matt, you referenced in the first segment these coastal elites and the vision that they had, and that it was much more, you know, much more than just, getting rid of Donald Trump. This is about power and control. This is central command. Their control. Lindsey Graham called them out, as you'll recall in the Kavanaugh hearings, about their lust for power and control. And he says, I hope to God you don't get it. But doggone it, they were pretty close.
Yeah, they were. And there is no doubt that their attempts to undo the election of 2016 came very close. I mean, it was, 2 years of the Mueller investigation, which I, for a period of time, after General Sessions resigned and I became acting attorney general, I managed that, and I talk about this in my book, just how that was an attempt to undo the election, how it was the investigation and the ongoing investigation really was never about any evidence of Russian collusion, because there wasn't any. No one ever found anything, and all along the way, actually, there's evidence that there was never any evidence. Ultimately, it became what I describe as a obstruction of justice trap for the president, for me after I became acting attorney general, for others, that just waiting, Mueller and his team were just waiting for someone to do something that they could claim was an obstruction of justice and get this president impeached and removed. And, again, once they couldn't do that, then you see they went right to the Ukraine thing, and they're still arguing in the Supreme Court trying to get the Mueller grand jury materials as of just yesterday.
Exactly, which is absolutely unheard of. I mean, we know the game. They're going to continue on with it. I mean, just in the Mueller investigation alone, what we paid to the Bob Mueller team, what was expended in Congress, in the Senate, and in the House of Representatives, you're probably talking about $70, $80 million in total, for this hoax and this witch hunt that they went upon. I mean, how do you face the people and knowing that you wasted their money? But, like you said, they have no conscience. Their conscience has been seared for the sake of their lust for power.
I think you're right, and it's power for power's sake. And, again, one of the themes, Bill, of my book Above the Law is that we can never let this happen to another American president, another American citizen. And we need to always guard against these types of things. And people of good, faith and goodwill need to guard against and defend, these important principles of rule of law, which descends into proper predication of investigations and not using the government, sort of against political opponents.
Well, Matt, I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to the continued conversation on this, because the next question that begs an answer is, how do we do that? How do we make sure this doesn't happen again? Matt, the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and of course it is available at all the usual places, right?
It is. You can get it at not only Amazon, but Barnes & Noble, Target, Sam's Club, Books A Million, and you can get a signed copy at Premier Collectibles.
You got it. Thanks, Matt. Take care. Be well.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Talk to you soon.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With just days to go until the Georgia Senate runoffs, the Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia will quarantine after being exposed to someone infected with COVID-19, taking him off the campaign trail. Both Senator Perdue and his wife tested negative. It didn't take New York long to log their first murder of 2021. One person was killed and two others injured during a shooting at a hotel in Queens about 1 a.m. local time. Three males were struck by gunfire during a gathering outside the building. All three were taken to Queens General Hospital, where one died of his injuries. Police are searching for a suspect. Dr. Anthony Fauci says coronavirus vaccine rollouts have not gone as expected. He would have liked to have seen it run smoothly and have over 20 million doses into people today. Dr. Fauci continued, obviously it didn't happen, and that's disappointing. A happy 2021 to you and your family. And thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Minutes before the top of the hour, here we are, Bill Martinez and Mark Morales back with us. Number one ranked climate contrarian in the media, according to 2019 study in the journal Nature. He's also the executive editor, chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a pioneering climate and eco news center. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, good to have you back. Lots to catch up on. And first of all, I want to talk about Climate Hustle 2 opening soon, right?
Climate Hustle 2 is the sequel to the 2016 Climate Hustle original, which dealt with the science and debunked the science. And we had prominent scientists on from the UN and others from Ivy League institutions and Nobel Prize winning scientists debunking and talking about how it's all politics and how the weather has been weaponized. In this film, we have it hosted by actor Kevin Sorbo of Hercules fame.
Yes, right.
God's Not Dead. And we go through the agenda. So the first film dealt chiefly with the science. This deals with what's behind it. Is it about controlling the climate or you? And I think you instinctively know it's about controlling humans, not the climate. So we go behind the Green New Deal, behind the UN Paris Pact, and we show you what's driving this. And essentially, it's the progressive left using climate change as the latest fear excuse in order to impose their agenda of central planning, sovereignty-limiting treaties, and controlling every aspect of human endeavor. And that's really what we're talking about here. And frankly, we saw a lot of that. You know, they're lusting after the COVID lockdowns. Right. Climate activists from the United Nations to John Kerry to Greta Thunberg are in awe of what the public has endured with the lockdown, and they want to switch from the COVID lockdown to the climate emergency lockdown.
Exactly. Why not? We've been, you know, we've been saying all along here, Mark, that America's being preconditioned. But when it comes to climate change and this disconnection from reality, most of the people are getting it. You know, even Donald Trump, again, has resisted, the whole precedent or at least the illusion that climate change has something to do with the fires in California. Governor Newsom admitted that no, it's really more about forest mismanagement, though there was somebody there on the team that still wanted to insist that climate change was something to be considered.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a, what's the word I'm looking for? This is a conformity, an obedience that anyone on that side of the aisle, you can't even hint that climate change is not the reason, or else you lose your talking points. So I think Governor Newsom, that was a surprising thing that he did that, but that's a rare thing that they will say that. But what's interesting is when it's not politicized, you know, at Climate Depot, I had an article from New York Times article from 1994 talking about how California had droughts and wildfires much, much bigger in past centuries than recent times. And they actually call the 20th century and our current times the wetter times in California. So the idea that something unprecedented is happening in California, if you go back before coal-powered stations and fossil fuels and SUVs, California's drought and fires were much, much worse. You cannot pin this fire on man-made climate change. Sorry, the science isn't there, and we have to. If you go to Climate Depot, I have a whole roundup of this, and it includes all the peer-reviewed studies, all the scientists studying it. And the interesting thing is the fires on private lands are much, much less bad because if private lands are managed better, especially logging lands where they clear tracks out and they maintain the forest, you know, whereas in the other ends they plowed overgrowth because they went the no-use movement. Let's keep it all wild and pristine like Mother Nature intended.
Right, exactly. Well, Mark, I can tell you, I grew up in Southern California, and this has been a cycle. You know, from the day I can remember, is that we had droughts, we had fires, we had rain, and we had flood. I mean, it sounds like a James Taylor song. And that's what happens. I mean, it's a cyclical thing that happens all the time here in Southern California, and they've been told for a long time. But, you know, you've got these preservationists that are overruling common sense, and here it is. We have these outlandish fires that keep on happening, and now they just got to blame it on something. They cannot blame it on their own poor policies.
No, they can't, and that's what you know. That's where we reach the absurd heights. You know, last week when Joe Biden actually did that outdoor press conference where he literally said, first of all, he called Trump a climate arsonist. Now let's talk about that for a moment. Originally, you had climate denier. Now, climate denier was meant to evoke images of a Holocaust denier. You know, you deny the Holocaust, you're an evil person. You deny climate change, you're an evil person. And now, lest you think I'm just being a figure of speech here, I have a whole bonus chapter in my book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, just with all the quotes from the climate activist community comparing climate skeptics to Nazis and Holocaust deniers. And I'm not making that up. I'm talking about columnists from the Boston Globe to NASA's lead global warming scientist, the politicians, the New York Times columnists. This is what they do. So climate denier has been invoked. Now, starting in a couple of climate activists in Canada, and I believe it may have even been Al Gore at one point last year, they're starting to use this new phrase, climate arsonist. The idea is that you're just burning down the earth. So that's what they're debuting this in the presidential campaign. You're no longer a climate denier, you're a climate arsonist. But the idea is he actually said, if we're going to have more of this if Trump wins re-election, vote for me. Obama said something similar in 2012. He said extreme weather isn't a hoax, and if you want to do something about it, you can vote in this election. And oddly enough, Obama won, and we still had extreme weather. So this is just the new modern witchcraft. They're literally claiming you can vote yourself better weather at the ballot box.
Well, bottom line, I mean, you're speaking of Biden-Obama. What did the team do about climate change other than get us involved with some goofy Paris Accord that was going to just ravage ravage the American economy all the more. And ever since we've been out of it, of course, you know, Mark, better than I do, is America has been and continues to be the leader when it comes to, you know, responsible stewardship.
Which brings up the whole point. If we actually face some kind of man-made climate emergency, which we don't, and the science is, not only is it not there, it's been bastardized, distorted. In the words of Al Gore, the UN reports are, quote, torqued up, unquote. How else, and this is in quotes, how else do you get the attention of policymakers? I mean, they admit that they turn this science into lobbying. But even if you faced a climate catastrophe, the last thing you'd want to do is suppress economic growth, and crush the technology, innovation, free markets, which is exactly what the Green New Deal and the UN Paris Agreement are designed to do. What you would want to do is exactly what we have been doing. Become a technological leader, come up with technological solutions like fracking, gets us off coal, and actually makes energy availability go through the roof, at the same time lowering not just emissions of carbon dioxide, which is a harmless trace essential gas in the atmosphere, but actual pollutants that people don't want to breathe in. And so it is a win-win. With the way you would tackle a climate emergency is through free markets, prosperity, innovation, the exact opposite of the UN Paris Pact and the Green New Deal.
When has any of the proposals that the UN and the ilk of Al Gore and others, when have they proven effective?
Well, that's a great question. I have a special report at Climate Depot, and here's the gist of it. In 2015, when they signed the Paris Agreement, and then when they agreed to it, and then John Kerry showed up with his granddaughter at the signing to talk about how important. We had everyone from Al Gore to President Obama to John Kerry to Joe Biden just praising this. We've done it. We've solved it. No one said it could be done. Champagne toast, people cheering, whole documentaries, movies made about the moment that the world climate crisis was confronted. Within a year or two after that, guess what? All of that champagne, all the celebration, meaningless. They're now saying that the Paris Agreement was woeful, inept, can't possibly solve it, and we need a whole new round of treaties, and they're back on the whole thing. We face a climate emergency unless we do something about it. Every time we try to, quote, do something about it, they come up with more and more draconian rules. We end up, you know, in terms of the Democrat president, they agree to it. And then what happens? It doesn't matter. It's never enough. They just keep moving the bar. So you can agree to shut down and go back to the, you know, caveman huts, and they're still going to say we need to do more, because it's not about actually achieving any kind of climate or emission goal. It's about giving them more and more power. The UN is the only body internationally on this that it appoints itself the arbiter of the science. It gets to tell you whether CO2
exactly.
is the number.
We got to hit the pause button. Mark, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We come back. More from Mark Morano after this. Stay with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit kia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Morano continues with us, number one ranked climate contrarian in the media. This is according to a 2019 study in the journal Nature. He is a executive editor, chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com. Mark, sorry I had to cut you off there because we had to go to break, but I want you to pick up.
Well, Bill, let me just sum up so people understand where the science comes forward on this. The United Nations was formed in 1988 to look at whether CO2 caused a climate catastrophe. They have every incentive to say that it does. If they fail to say CO2 is causing a climate crisis, they fail to have a reason to exist, their climate panel. So what they do is they come up with the problem, they make it sound very dire in the words of Al Gore, they torque it up, and then here's the kicker, they're also in charge of the solution. They get to have United Nations climate treaties, and beginning way back in the 90s, you had the Earth Summit, the Rio Earth Summit, then you had the Kyoto Protocol, all these different climate treaties, and you had the Copenhagen that they tried to do in 2009. They get to come up with the problem. They get to be in charge of the solution. It's a win-win for them all around. And they also get to be in charge of the climate aid that people want, the hundreds of billions of dollars that are going to flow through the UN and its bureaucracies to go, and they'll be like this Bengali of the universe determining who gets the money, how much. And that ultimately will go, interestingly enough, the African nations have the highest delegation numbers at these UN summits. That's because they know that the guilt of the developed nations are going to, under the form of climate justice, redistribute wealth to the African countries. Now, it's not actually going to the countries, it's going to the African leaders. And this is what builds monuments, ensures people staying in power. This is how they get it. They're paying off poor, undeveloped countries to essentially stay poor for cheap cash now so that they can achieve their climate goals. And it's a new form of colonialism. But again, the UN is corrupt through and through on this. It's a self-interested lobbying organization. This is what they do, and the media is more than happy to help them lobby for climate crisis and climate solutions with the UN in charge.
Mark, you were just talking about climate justice, and it just seems that all roads lead to the redistribution of wealth in some form or another, whether it is America as a country or individual families within America. It's let's take from the rich and give to the poor. Is that the dynamic that's playing out here?
Yes, it's an anti-capitalist, pro-socialist, globalist movement. They're open about this. The vice chair of the United Nations climate panel said this is about wealth redistribution. This is not an environmental or climate policy when he was talking about the UN climate treaties, that we will redistribute wealth by climate policy. Multiple architects of the Green New Deal, top advisors to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, have said this is not a climate thing. This is a change the whole government thing. They are using the climate scare, the alleged climate emergency, as a way to literally transform American society. And the former UN chief, Cristina Figueres, actually said, quote, "We seek a centralized transformation that will make life on planet Earth very different," unquote. So this is their goal. It's not just about redistribution. It's beyond that. This is about micro, in the words of former Czech president Václav Klaus, who grew up under the Soviet domination of Czechoslovakia. He was a dissident. He said that this is masterminding from above, that they had defeated this with the old Soviet empire, and now it's come back in what he called ambitious environmentalism. It's the new face of the creeping totalitarianism that we fought so successfully in the 20th century. It's back in the 21st century.
Well, you know, that was interesting because you talked also in terms of this new form of colonialism. Interesting. I mean, you've got the colonies, the poor countries that are playing the role that they need to play. And of course, you've got to have the conqueror. And in this case, it's the United Nations. It's amazing the monster that has been created within the United Nations.
It is. And you know who we have to thank? Not the environmentalists, not Democratic presidents. We have George H.W. Bush to thank for it. In 1992, he insisted on going to the Rio Earth Summit to appear nice and green so the media would get off of his back and to show that he cared. Well, he authorized at the Earth Summit the whole United Nations climate process, committed the United States to it. This is why, for the last, 28 years, the United States has been mired in this mess, that finally Donald Trump, and it'll be official this November, of course, we don't know how the election's going to go, will be finally out of that process. But that is one of the biggest problems that we faced. It got us into this whole mess where we rubber stamped and funded each UN report. And this has led to the Green New Deal. This led to Obama's climate agenda, because the United Nations science, as corrupt as it is, is the basis for all of these energy policies, which are driving up the cost and which are also causing blackouts in California. If you ban energy that works, fossil fuels and mandate energy not ready to work.
Well, you know, fortunately, we have logic and reality that's fighting the forces. And though you can fool some of the people some of the time, you can't fool all the people all the time. And you think about this, Mark, as you lay this out, what George H.W. Bush brought to America. I mean, you talk about a Trojan horse. I mean, this has been almost 40 years later, and how the slow creep of progressivism works. And they play the long ball, don't they? The long game.
Oh, they do. And they're winning. I mean, I hate to say it. They are winning currently. Now, Trump has been great. However, Trump had a few shortcomings. He has not challenged the scientific basis for the premise. He had a chance. President Trump had Will Happer, 200 peer-reviewed studies, considered the foremost expert scientist on his staff on the greenhouse effect. He was willing to put together several dozen dissenting scientists and do a federal climate report. Trump okayed it, but all the advisors around Trump stopped it, delayed it, and then they convinced Trump to wait till after the election, which means it's probably not going to happen. But we had an opportunity for the first time to challenge head on the entire premise of the climate scare, and Trump administration was not able to get it done. That's point one. And point two is they have just been slaughtering in terms of state by state, in terms of cities, in terms of localities. They are just taking over the agenda, the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda, the United Nations targets, renewable energy mandates. It's taken over America from the ground up. We're seeing the fruits of it in California. And we need serious pushback. They're indoctrinating our kids. Our movie, which is, by the way, climatehustle2.com, September 24th, a live event, 8 p.m. We actually go through and show how kids have been indoctrinated from kindergarten through college, and they're recruiting school children in elementary school now as part of federal lawsuits to sue the government so that the government will act on climate. That's how corrupt, and that's how much we're losing currently this whole climate battle.
Without a doubt, and as you say, President Trump, and if Biden is to be elected president, how much will go away here? Just in terms of, you know, the pushback against this climate injustice and this movement that's going on. I mean, at that point, I mean, we're already at a tipping point. I think we're pretty well done. You can put a fork in us, right?
Well, that's a good question. If Biden wins, all the architects of this, from Bernie Sanders to AOC's people, they're going to be in charge. They're going to be running the climate environment. The Green New Deal is reality. Regardless, and as you said, we have science and facts and logic. None of that matters in Washington at this point. None of that matters in most of the country. It's all emotion and reason. In the movie, we have a profile 60 minute segment where they actually interview kids who claim that they stuck their ankle in climate change. A girl teenager lived in Louisiana. Her house was flooded. She woke up, her foot got wet, and therefore she put her foot and ankle in climate change. And this is the emotion. Climate change flooded my house. And so they're doing lawsuits. So it's very hard to argue against this kind of emotionalism. People don't care about the facts.
Well, and that's the problem. When you have emotion leading the day, facts are out the door. They don't want to hear about numbers. They don't want to hear about the things that the scientists who know better, who are just sitting there just shaking their heads. They can't believe what's happening to them. But the fact of the matter is, and this has been going on, you and I have talked about it, this has been going on for decades now, is the scientists who are bringing the truth, they've been all but canceled. They've been kicked out of academia. They've been marginalized. And, you know, the control of the narrative has been put into the hands of these climate hustlers.
And we're seeing the same thing with the COVID lockdowns. Any scientist, epidemiologist, even ones from Stanford with Nobel Prize credentials, they are silenced, shut down, and put away if you speak out against whatever the consensus. This, you know, and I have a whole, the movie opens, by the way, this movie, September 24th, Climate Hustle 2, 8 p.m., the movie opens about the COVID lockdowns morphing into the climate lockdowns.
Oh,
and it's
perfect.
The same exact thing we're saying. Whatever science has become, government-funded science is another branch of the government at this point, and they've turned science into a lobbying tool. That's the state of America right now.
Well, it's not only a lobby, it's been weaponized. That's what's happening, and for well-meaning people that just want to live a life of peace and be about their business and support their families, you know, the fact of the matter is that we're fighting so many wars on so many different fronts, Mark. You know, how does an everyday American, how do we deal with this?
That's a very good question. Well, the first thing, climatehustle2.com, we're going to give you the facts, information, and hopefully it'll be entertaining. We go through, I mean, this is real. We have NYU professors talking about shrinking human beings and genetically modifying them so they'll have smaller carbon footprints. They're talking about a meat patch that you put on your arm, like a nicotine patch, to make you not want to eat meat because meat is not climate friendly. So first of all, you need to educate yourself. Second of all, you need to realize what we're up against and fight it at every level. This totalitarian, no dissent attitude on climate has to stop. They've got to allow this. And you have to fight it on social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter. All of these are suppressing any dissenting voices. So people need to fight back on every level and give their local politicians the courage to stand up to this agenda.
And where can they go for more information, Mark?
You go to climatehustle2.com. And at 8 o'clock, September 24th, it's a global release on Thursday night, September 24th. So wherever time zone you're in, it's 8 o'clock.
You got it. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters I...